Why, it's so good to have promises. Last year we talked about promises, and a lot of these Bible verses are promises. When do you need a promise? When do you need good news? Yeah? When you're having trouble, thank you, John. You might not know. You might say, I'm okay. I don't need God. I don't need His promises. I don't need the Bible. But when you get into trouble, you think, oh man, I wish I had some help. And the Bible says God is our refuge, our strength, our fortress, a very present help in trouble. And people that were here, maybe you did great, but you might have also had some trouble. Because life is like that. Because we're in a great what?
Controversy.
This is not heaven. Even though Taiwan seems like heaven and there's so many amazing people and places and great food. Did you have a good breakfast? I hope you had a good breakfast. We had fruit. We had 10 different fruits on our plate this morning. So good. Taiwan is an amazing place. But guess what? There could be trouble. There has been trouble in the past, and there could be trouble again.
Uh-oh.
Okay. God is my what?
Refuge.
A very what?
Refuge.
Present. My present help. God, that means God is with me. He is present with me. Like when your teacher says, are you here? And you say, present. Yes, I'm here. Okay, we are afflicted. That means trouble, right?
Yes.
We're afflicted in every way, but not? Okay, so we have some trouble, but it's not going to do us in. We're not going to just die, right? And even if we do, we have hope in Jesus that He can call us back to life. God is with me. He is present with me in my present circumstances. So I need God's presence. Yes, we may be afflicted, but not crushed. Sometimes we are confused. We don't know what to do. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. Sometimes people are mean to us. We talked about not bullying. Let people come or go as they wish. It's okay. Right? Struck down. Oh, man. Someone might even hit you. But you're not destroyed. God is with you to strengthen you and help you get back up again. So if you fall, that's not the end of the story. If you do poorly on a test, that's not the end of the world. You just get back up again and say, God, you be my present help. You help me. You give me wisdom so I can do better next time. Now, do you remember Millie?
Yes.
Remember Millie? I'm not going to talk a lot about Millie today, but those that were here knew that this young lady, she was in a car accident 2.5 years ago in January. So this January would be 3 years. She was ready to go back home to Africa, to Kenya, where we used to live, my wife and I. But a car hit her. Bang! And her driver, her brother-in-law, hit his head and he couldn't remember anything. And she can't use her arms and her legs anymore. She couldn't even talk. She had to have this tube and this. But guess what? God was with her. And He helped her. So even though she's in really bad shape and can't get out of bed by herself, she can talk now. She can eat. She can breathe. She can move her head. And she can use her little thumb to scroll on her iPhone. Right? Isn't God good?
Yes.
Yeah. So her life isn't perfect, but one day God's going to help Millie to stand up and walk and run once more. So life is challenging. And she taught me God is still good. Let me see those signs. You can have what? Provision. Let's show that. You can have provision. God gives you what you need in the moment. God gives you strength. He, what? Provides. Hold it up. This is providence. God provides if you pray. If you pray, and you'll get power. Power that you didn't have. Strength that you didn't even know you needed. And then what else? Show it to everybody. You get peace. You get peace in your heart because God is real and He gives you His peace. It's not just about things being no problem. It's that in the midst of the problem, And some of you know what I'm talking about. In the middle of the problem, God is there. God is present. He's my present help. Okay, that's Millie. We're going to go through some quick slides here. Next one. This is just last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. Miss Polini and I from Abigail, we went to see Miss Millie. She doesn't have anything in her nose anymore, nothing here. She can talk, she can still smile and trust the Lord. Next. God is my present help, and I have those promises that God is with me and will give me what? Rest, like peace. Next one. Okay, so we have to remember to be good to everyone, even poor people. Now, who is poor?
Me.
Me. I'm poor. You're poor. Sometimes people have money, but they're still poor in their spirit because they might not know Jesus. If you know Jesus and you have friends, then you're rich. Next. This is Millie. But Millie's not poor. Look at how much friends Millie has. We went over to celebrate her birthday. And this is Millie's sister from Kenya and her little nieces that come over and play. And we have lots of friends and someone that cares for her. Miss Lily cares for her. And Miss Lily went to find someone else and now she has Miss Amy to look after her. I talked about our mission trip to Kenya and how whenever we gave, we saw people, even orphans, at the orphanage that didn't have a lot. But whenever we gave something to them, they also what? Gave back to us. When they're praying and they're happy and they're praising God, that ministers to our spirit. So God makes a big circle. When you give, you also receive. And the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. But it's good to know how to receive too. I want to show you something I got in the mail just yesterday. I got a card. Correct? A card all the way from Canada, from BC. Is BC, Canada, British Columbia, is that on the west side of Canada or the east side of Canada? The west. BC, British Columbia, Vancouver. They're living there. And this is my cousin and her four kids. Can you imagine? Four kids. And she was writing a nice note just to encourage Mrs. Corkum, Miss Debbie, and I. You can be sure God will take care of everything you need. You think that made my heart happy?
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to talk about family and friends and parents as part of this journey. Get well soon. And she has her little kids writing that. Next slide. That was Kenya. Next one. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in. So we don't have to. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid because God is with us. He's our present help in trouble. Next. Okay, so when bad things happen, He can turn that test or that trial into a testimony. When my life is a mess, He gives me a message. He turns a trial into a triumph. So I don't have to get crushed down with what's happening to me. Because maybe you don't know. My hair is a little shorter this year, right? 3 months ago, I didn't have any hair. Because I look the same. Oh, thank you. Well, I hope that's okay. Whether we look the same or not, God is with us. And I had a sickness. And I'll tell you a little bit about how I got sick and how God is helping me in healing process. So I'm not a victim. I have victory in Jesus. I'm not overcome, but I'm an overcomer in Jesus. Yes. Next one. My journey began at Taiwan Adventist Hospital. And when I got, I was stretching like this. Oh, I like to stretch every morning and go for a walk or a run. And I said, that doesn't feel good. What happened here? As I was stretching, I had a little lump right on my upper leg here. And I felt it, and it was big like my thumb. I was like, I don't have a thumb down there. What's going on? So I went to the hospital, and the doctor said, that's not normal. You better get it looked at. You better check it out. Next one. Okay. Next one. So they did a scan. They put me in a big machine, and they put a beam of light around. It was called a CT scan. And you see where those arrows are? I'm laying down, and you're looking up at a scan of my body across my waist here, and I got some funny little balls there, some marbles that shouldn't be there. And they said, let's take one out and take a closer look at it. And I had lots of little marbles. Marbles all around here. This is my bladder. This shouldn't be there. All those dark spots should not be there. Now these I need. This is my kidneys, and this is my brain. So I need that. But I don't need these. So we took out the biggest one. The doctor said, okay, I'll take out a little one. I said, no, doctor, I want this one gone. This one's the one that's odd. Let's take that out. So it was about the size of my thumb. And he said, a peripheral T-cell lymphoma. And that's not good. That means the cells are growing really fast. T-cells are supposed to protect you, and these ones were growing and not protecting me. They were hurting me. And so, at the Adventist Hospital, there was another doctor who worked at Taiping Medical University who said, you come see me in my other clinic, and we'll do some more tests. They poked something in my backside. They looked at my bone marrow, and they said, hey, it's not so bad. So I'm like, all right, good, not so bad. I'll take that. And then they changed my diagnosis to something else, which gets treated like leukemia. So then, I went to Taipei Medical University. And this is me on June 2. My hair is a little messy, but I had hair. This is Mrs. Debbie, and we were down near Taipei 101. And I got all kinds of drugs pumped in me, and I was feeling really hot, so I put an ice towel on my head. Next. And you can see in Korean and in Chinese, this is A in and prayer gives me triumph and peace. Right, so that was on the board. Isn't that good? Somebody there said, you need some encouragement. I don't know who it was, but when they gave me that, when I was thinking, I was in a low spot, I had that to encourage me. Next. Then after that, when the diagnosis changed, my friend Jenny, Miss Jenny, she said, my mom's getting help with cancer, and so we're over at Taiwan University Hospital. Why don't you come over here? Because they have some specialists that specialize in your type of cancer. I said, okay. So we went over there, and that whole story of how we got into that, to see the doctor who put me number one on the list. And sometimes you can wait up to 5 hours to see him, but he was really kind and took some time with me to help. You have something on your head. That's interesting. Show it to people. That's what? Patience. Sometimes our things that happen that are bad don't go away right away, and we need to have patience because God is working through our healing, and it takes time sometimes. And some people might get sick and die, and they still have to have patience because God's going to raise them up again. So you need patience. Let God's timing be right. But you just have to have the peace that God is working in your life. Peace. He is present. And he gives you, Hala, he gives you power so that you don't have to be discouraged. Yes. Next one. This is NTUCC down near the campus. Now you remember this slide? Yeah? And you see it here? What happened?
It's gone.
It's gone. That's what God did for me. Isn't that amazing? Let's just give God a clap here. Let's give God a clap. That's amazing. That's awesome. We had lots of prayer and lots of people that came together and said, we want God to change something. And God said, okay. And so where before I had those little marbles in here, I can feel them now and it feels normal. I don't have those marbles in my groin. And so I'm thanking the Lord. I still have my brain. I still have my kidneys. I still have my bladder. But none of those black spots. Now, funny that I had a little tonsil infection and that scan picked that up. My tonsils were a little bit sore. Those are part of your lymph system. And it says, well, that's probably okay. There's me in the study. This is our anniversary, 29 years married. Isn't that great? So we had lots of great food and enjoyed a nice day and a nice time because we felt God is taking care of us. I had a mango smoothie and Miss Debbie had a strawberry. And all of this is vegetarian. So, but it's not all healthy, I have to say that. Like the fries, you don't want to eat too many fries, right? But they really tasted good. Next. This is my doctor, Dr. Liu. And he's very careful. He always wears his mask. Sometimes my mask slips down. He always wears his mask and his face shield and is very kind to people. Now, these two people over here have German ancestry. And so I'll tell you a little bit about that. We met this guy from Italy, and we praise the Lord for people. We don't have a sign for people, but P is a word there, people who just want to help. Next. So, Miss Debbie, the doctor said, you probably need some help, someone to give you bone marrow transplant. So if I get sicker, someone else might need to give me some help, something that they have, some stem cells that will repopulate my bone marrow and help me make good T cells rather than the bad ones. And a lot of people said, hey, maybe I can help. Next. So this is the first lady I saw on Friday, August 19th. She came to help. She doesn't know me from anybody. She just came to the hospital to say, hey, maybe I can help. Test my blood. And then this lady came. Next. And then these people came. They said, maybe I can help. And then these people came and said, maybe I can help. That was the next Tuesday. So we had, you know, about 30 people in just 1 week say, I don't know you, but maybe I can help. Isn't that great? So God puts people in our life that can help us when we get into trouble. And it just encouraged my heart. God is with me. God is answering my prayer. And if it comes to the point that maybe I need some more help from outside, from medical, there might be some other people in Taiwan. And it turns out one of those people that came is a 5 out of 10 match for me. Now, in Germany, we found someone 10 out of 10, but it's really great that if I got sick right now in Taiwan, there would be some help for me. Next one. So we had a party. So God says, I leave you who has peace. Hold it up for everybody to see. Turn it around. God says, I give you peace. It's not like the world gives when there's no trouble. It's peace in the trouble. So you don't have to have your heart be troubled because I'll take your trouble. And you don't have to be afraid. So, this was just last month. God gave me a loving what? What's the P word? Partner. Who's this? Miss Debbie. She's my loving partner for so long. And she says, I'm going to be with you. And she brought me my favorite meal because food wasn't tasting so good. And I got some more medication. Next. I had some friends from TAIS, your TAAS. TAIS is a school down in Nancho, and some of us have been there, and some friends were up, and we could share some joy. Next. So God puts people in our life. These are friends from 30 years ago, 20 years ago, when we were pastoring in Canada, in Bowmanville. And they called up and said, how are you doing? We want to pray for you. God says, this is a promise from David in Psalms. Read with me.
You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
So even though I'm going through bad stuff, God says, you stay with me and it's going to get better. Next one. So these are my pastor friends. We were down in Kenching, had some lots of fun there, had some good food, played in the water on the beach, just like grade 8. This is my sister, Luenda, and her husband. Next. And who do you think these are?
Your son.
My? My mom and dad, and they're back there. All the way from Canada. All the way from Eastern Canada, Newfoundland. And this is when I was really wee. I was little. I'm in the little brown coat, and my sister's in the pink. And just like when we were small, they took care of us. When we get into trouble when we're big, are your parents going to say, bye-bye, good luck? No, they say, we want to be with you, we want to help you, we want to pray for you and give you support. So, and this is Debbie's family, Debbie's mom and dad and sister and Gary and Christopher. And they're also so supportive, and Miss Debbie was able to go see them this summer. We're getting close to the end. So, but after a few months and some very powerful drugs, my body said, I'm tired. I've had enough. I don't want to keep going. And I came over to Great Eights that Monday morning with Pastor Dar. And I was just really tired, but I wanted to help Mr. DePaiva and the Great Eights, and I thought I was going to come in the next day. But after meeting you and talking to you, I said, Pastor Dar, I need to go to the hospital. I don't feel very strong today. I feel kind of weak. You have to help me. So he helped me to the hospital, and I was in there a whole week. And all kinds of funny things happened to my body, like I'm sticking out my tongue. I had a tongue that swelled up, and I couldn't eat. I couldn't talk. I couldn't even go to church on Sabbath. But God was with me, and they took good care of me. And my blood counts, white blood cells and things had to come up. But guess what? Whatever you're going through, if you don't focus on your trouble, if you think about someone else, it helps you. This gentleman, I had one thing going into my body and some blood and different things they gave me. This gentleman has like six different things. But guess what? He has a supportive son. I didn't ask if it was his son, but it looked like his son was caring for him when he got old and when he needed help. Just like I have someone to help me, God put someone in his life that could help him. And I asked if I could take his picture. He was there looking out the window, and they have a very nice cancer facility to help those be comfortable that are going through some tough stuff. Next one. So, we got 10 reasons to praise the Lord. Hold up your signs. Hold up your signs. I have patience, and I pray, and I get power when I'm in God's presence. He provides for me. And he gives me his
peace.
And he puts what kind of? He puts people also in my life that can help me. And he gives me a loving partner in Miss Debbie. I have many, many reasons to praise the Lord. But most of all, his eternal presence is with me. And when I'm with God, I can be okay even if I'm not okay. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. Well, it's been good talking with you, boys and girls. Thank you for letting me share my story. It's not over yet. Keep praying for me. God is real, and he's giving me healing every day. Tomorrow, something might happen, but I'm not worried. I don't have to be afraid, because I have all of you to pray for me and support me and say, God is your refuge and strength, a very present, powerful help in trouble. So yes, we're in a great controversy. It's a war. There's going to be casualties. There's going to be disasters. There's going to be trials. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But you have God with you. When you say, be with me, God says, I'm right there. Closer than your best friend or brother or sister. I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Father God, you are so good. You give us your mercies new every morning. And so, Lord, I just praise you today. Thank you for each boy and girl, teacher, helper. Lord, we need each other. We need people around us to help remind us of your goodness and grace, your power and your love. Thank you for the peace you put in our heart when we go through trials, for parents and for loving partners and people that can support us. Thank you and bless each one here so that we can have that connection when things go bad, not if, but when things go bad,
we can trust that you will help us through them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
For more audio sermons, please visit our website at www.newlifeinternationalsda.com.